This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
How many times have we heard someone say as they're removing the wine cork that they're letting the wine breathe? Does this really improve the taste of that wine? The answer when I return. If you have a thirst for wine knowledge, be it trivia or the latest trends, there's a website that's overflowing with content that we've created just for you. It's grapeencounters.com, where you'll find literally hundreds upon hundreds of stories and interviews covering almost every topic imaginable. From the world's most colorful and renowned winemakers to unforgettable wine adventures, there's something for every wine lover at grapeencounters.com. Go ahead, log on, uncork, pour, swirl, and sip. Not all wines benefit from aeration, but in fact, some really need it. Most red wines can open when poured into a carafe or through an aerator. However, pulling the cork and setting it on the table for half an hour does nothing for the tasting experience. In fact, if anything, it'll change the temperature of the wine in a negative way. The surface area of the bottle opening encourages no aeration. However, pouring into a carafe accompanied by a little splashing, bubbling, and dancing around in the process infuses oxygen into the mix. For younger, less balanced red wines, this should tame them a bit and make them smoother. The use of an acrylic aeration funnel that you pour the wine through and into a glass or container is an excellent choice. It can give a breath of life to a rather rough customer. Syrahs, Zinfandels, and Cabernet Sauvignons can usually benefit from some form of aeration. Just remember this, you can aerate till the cows come home, and you'll never make that cheap bottle of no-name red taste like a 30-year-old bottle of Petrus from Bordeaux. In life, there are limits after all. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.